greet you in Jesus' name and want to continue on to where what we were in our last segment. But there's a scripture I want to bring out to you now, and it's in 2 Corinthians 10, and it goes verses 3 through 6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Now, every one of us still walk in the flesh. We still walk with a carnal mind. And as I said, we have responsibilities and obligations that require us to occupy these areas and duties in the fleshly man. But even though we find this necessary and we must do this for survival in the world, we do not war or fight to gain position or to gain status pertaining to material things. That's not what we're in this world for. We are in this world to become vessels and instruments that God can use. We are to be an instrument. We are to be a vessel in God's hands, yielded to the working of His Spirit, that we can be used for God's glory to be revealed in us. You know, Paul said in Romans the 8th chapter, he said, the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Well, when you stop and think, there's no glory going to be revealed in you in heaven, but the glory that's going to be revealed in you is going to be here on this earth, because if Christ comes in and takes His abode in you, then God's glory is going to be revealed through the Christ that is in you. So we need to get ourselves to the place that Christ can be revealed in us, and that we can come forth in His mind, in His spirit, in His nature, in the unction of His word, and we can learn to walk in the Spirit. So we have to learn how to counteract the schemes and the wiles of the devil. And we've got to learn how to keep ourselves on track so we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And the lust of the flesh is just the carnal mind. It's the sin nature. Until we learn to rebuke this carnal mind, until we learn to put to death this sin nature, that the body of sin can be destroyed, we're going to have these battles, children. We're going to go through these warfares, and we have got to learn to take the weapons that God has given us, because He said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and the casting down of imaginations. It is in your mind and the spirit of your mind where the devil works. Every emotion that you have that gets out of control, you open a door for the enemy to come into your spirit man through your emotions, whether it be anger, whether it be bitterness, whether it be strife, whether it be jealousy, whether it be envy, whether it be unclean thoughts, whether it be there's just things that come into your mind, children. I'm not pointing fingers and I'm not criticizing. I'm being real. And I mean, a lot of things, we are bombarded with sexual innuendos, commercials, things, people that we're around. We're bombarded with all kind of unclean thoughts, and they come to our minds. And if we don't watch ourselves, next thing we know, there's unclean thoughts, unclean spirits running through our minds. And if you entertain these, they are going to cause sin to conceive in your spirit and bring forth, and it says when sin is When lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And when sin is finished, it bringeth forth death. That's in James. So we have got to learn to discipline our minds, control our minds, deny ungodliness and worldly lust, according to Titus 2:12, that we can live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. And you can do this. You can live godly. You can live sober-minded. You can live righteously in this present world. But to do this, you have to learn to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts that are set before your eyes, that come to your mind, that come into your spirit, and you've got to learn to fight against it. You've got to learn to cast down these imaginations. You've got to learn to pull down these strongholds until every thought is brought in the obedience of Jesus Christ. You've got to learn to fight against this high thing that raises up in us and exalteth itself against the Word of God. Study these words. Put them in action in your life. Let them become a reality to you. And let the Word and the Spirit of God sink down in your spirit and begin on a daily basis to study the Word, to pray, to practice living by the Word, and you will find that something will begin to take hold in your spirit. And you will begin to make God your first priority. You will begin to desire to read the Bible, to pray, to seek His face. You will have a hunger after God that will take over your heart and mind and soul and spirit. And you will begin to press toward the things of God. May God bless you. Let these words get a hold of you until our next broadcast.